No, it's been good. I really enjoyed it. Glasgow are going really well. Edinburgh are in there and working hard to sort of emerge in the top six. There's a lot of good young players coming through academies. I think things look good.
Have you been pleasantly surprised then by the state of Scottish rugby when you've come over?
I think there's been a real shift in the last couple of years to get the younger players through and provide everyone pathways to becoming professional. And I think these things are underway. There's some good coaches identifying talent. There's a new academy just been set up in Aberdeen. There's another three to follow, so that's encouraging. And I think for a young player that likes throwing himself around, he should get into rugby.
Scottish rugby took a bit of a kicking earlier this year after the defeat to England here. A lot was said about the state of the game, not just at the top level, but the grassroots as well. But what you're saying there, it seems as if Scottish rugby is in a place where it can really kick on now.
I mean, there's always accidents in this game, and perhaps that there was a couple of accidents and results, but I think the people here are really genuine about the desire to develop and improve, and it always has. We've got good people here. There's good players, there's good coaches. There's people passionate about the rugby here, and sometimes you get a couple of mishaps, but there is a genuine desire from everybody to move forward and become better performing. So I think it's been positive.
There are only two professional clubs in Scotland. Do you feel you've got enough players to choose from to really make Scotland into a top team in world rugby?
We've got some good players, and if you look what Glasgow are doing at the moment, they're performing well. They've got a good brand of rugby. They've got a good coach, good systems, and that obviously helps us as national coaches. And Edinburgh, like I say, are working hard. They've got ambitions to get to the top, and they're working through the processes to do so. There are good young players coming through. The under-18s had a good, a good year last year. Those players will soon be coming through to top level. Perhaps we can eventually expand into three teams. We've got a few players playing offshore or in other clubs. So, we'll just keep doing things right and keep encouraging these players to take part in the game. I think we'll see things expand.
And how important is it, Vern, to have a team like Glasgow winning, and so you can then ask players to come in and translate that form from club rugby to international rugby?
It's good to be able to have players that have spent time together. It's always tough when you've only got a week to prepare a game, and players, especially in key positions, 9, 10 or front rows, or could be anywhere back three. It's nice that players have spent time together, understand each other, and it's easy to form game plans around that type of thing. So it's been good.
You're working closely with Gregor Townsend about, you mentioned the game plan, about almost trying to have a unified game plan across the clubs and the Scottish national team?
No, I don't know. There's just certain things. It's never quite the same, but the same. I think Glasgow like to be able to attack, and I think that's something that's been developed there, that we share a same philosophy. So there's just detail, but they're doing a great job. Greg is very good at developing his nines and tens, and that's great for Scotland rugby.
You mentioned game plan and about Scottish rugby and how it plays the game. A lot's been said about how you've been consulting former players, greats of Scottish rugby, about how Scotland should be approaching the game and how that should move forward. Can you just tell us a bit about that?
Scotland's a pretty amazing place. It's some very brave, courageous people live here. I only have to look at the First World War, and we paid our respects to the people that lost their lives there during the week. There were 30 internationals, Scottish internationals, that lost their lives during the First World War. It's a huge sacrifice. So they're great people, and they've been playing this game since 1871, and they know a little bit about it. And they've got character, and they're canny, and they've always known how to go about the business. They've understood that they haven't got a big rugby population, but they've always fought with flair and talent. So you only need to look back. Offloading, for example, we've invented nothing. They were doing that, you know, 20 years ago. So it was just a matter of, I spoke to Jim Telfer, an old friend of mine, who spoke to the other two well-known gentlemen in the game, Andy Irvine and Ian McGeachan, and, you know, they shared some ideas that were brilliant for us, that the players could latch on to, obvious standards that have been set before that the players would like to live up to and develop as well. So it was great just to be able to look back and then to help us move forward. And I know the players have appreciated it enormously.
So those guys came into camp to chat to the players and sort of reconnect a bit with sort of Scottish rugby history in a way?
No, they didn't come and talk to players, but they we had quotes and messages from them that people connected with very quickly.
And so in your mind, what is the Scottish way?
It's a lot of, without giving away what the players are obviously keeping themselves and developing from those ex-coaches and players, it's about really, if you want to put it into a general term, it's about having a go.
And you're going to have a go this weekend against the world champions?
I think the players are very determined to give it their best shot. And if logic would say that you've got no chance, reasonable people say, you know, it's impossible. But these guys have got big hearts, and I think they'll give everything anyway.
And on the All Blacks, Vern, you were close to getting that job in 2011 that Steve Hansen got. So it's funny how things sort of come full circle, and now it's you playing against New Zealand, coaching Scotland. Did you wonder how it's strange that's all come about?
Oh, I haven't. Yeah, well, probably. It was nice to get interviewed, but I don't know that I was really close to being selected. I think Steve was a logical choice, and it's nice to be coaching a team of great individuals playing against the best team in the world. So we're really looking forward to it.
And is international coaching something you've always aspired to do, even when you had your wonderful time at Clermont?
The only advice I give to coaches is don't think too far ahead, just game by game. Otherwise, the ground shifts under your feet that quickly. So I've never really thought of much more than the weekend, and that's what we're doing this weekend, just thinking about this big one against the All Blacks.
And just quickly on the All Blacks, I mean, Stuart Lancaster in England has looked at them a lot and tried to use things they do. Are you doing similar because they are the best in the world and have set the standards?
We just have to adapt. We need to try and surprise them somehow, and it will be difficult. I mean, I think the English found a formula that gave them a victory a couple of years ago, and by applying the same formula, they haven't won since. The All Blacks have found a way to counter it. So we need to, it's constantly evolving, so we need to perhaps evolve even during the game. We may need to change tactics during the game if we feel there's an opportunity, but we're going into it with an open mind as for this game as a rule for the preparations for the World Cup in a year's time.
Final question, Vern. Mark Dodson's put plans in place for Scottish rugby and says he wants to achieve big things with Scottish rugby. You said as a coach you never want to look too far ahead, but where do you think you can take the Scotland national team?
No, that's a question you understand. It's great that people are passionate about the game here in Scotland, and it generates energy, and the players feed off that energy. So we just need to keep doing the best we can, try to progress, and then we'll just see where we end up in a year or so.